fear has many eyes.
I'm not lying! It wasn't a hoax, it was real!
We didn't plan this, it wasn't us!
Fear is that little dark room where negatives are developed.
Why won't you believe me?
We planned to pull off a hoax, but it backfired again, it backfired again!
Fear is excitement without breath.
On the seventh day, we will emerge. By Martin O'Brien.
Interview commencing 10:16 a.m.
I'd been in the same class as Mitch and Jackie for 6 years, but they never spoke to me.
Jackie and me understood each other. There was no one else I could talk to about the things that mattered.
Martin was this podgy, shy kid that no one ever noticed. But he noticed me, all right.
She wore long black skirts and black lacy tops with painted nails. A pale face and dark eyes.
That day when I started talking to him, he was all fidgety and nervous.
She was standing over me, waiting for me to look at her. And when I did, she said,
"Why are you always looking at me?"
I hadn't been looking at her. I hadn't.
I leaned over and whispered in his ear,
"Do you want to know a secret?"
Before the first meeting in the CAF, Jackie wouldn't tell me who she'd asked to be the third person. So when Becky Four Eyes turned up,
I didn't know he was going to be there.
We needed a third person now, and I chose Martin. So we told him our secret about the Holly Park hoaxers.
Holly Park hoaxers? Well, everyone's heard of them.
I went into my bag and dug out my file on the hoaxers.
Mitch gets so obsessed with this stuff.
I knew everything there was to know about them.
There were school reports, photographs, newspaper cuttings, everything.
2nd of July 1976, three sixth formers from Holly Park Grammar disappear off the face of the earth.
We got a kick out of it.
7 days later, Holly Park Grammar burns down to the ground and the three emerge from the ashes claiming to have escaped all kinds of paranormal horror. It was such a screwy story that for a while, people believed them. They actually believed them.
I got a kick out of it too.
And the police took action. The whole supernatural thing was declared a hoax and they were arrested and charged with arson. But no way were those three simply low-life arsonists. Man, that should not go down in history.
He talked like he knew them personally.
I thought they were hoaxes of the highest caliber, because wait till you hear this. No one knows where they are now. There are no records, no traces, nothing. They've made themselves disappear. Some people, if you ask them, believe that the three students were actually in that fire, never came out alive. Some people believe that when the police arrested three people after the fire, it wasn't the hoaxes at all, but they're ghosts. Some people will believe anything.
Well, what's this got to do with me?
We told Martin about our plan to pull off the same hoax.
A copycat.
What? I'm not burning no school down.
We had no intention of burning the school down. The flaw with the original three was that they broke the law. If the police hadn't got involved and ripped them to shreds, they would have got away with the supernatural hoax.
I didn't want to be involved.
The lubber boy started to shake. I didn't trust Fatso one bit.
I slipped my hand under the table and touched Martin's knee. He looked at me and I smiled. And he stopped shaking.
Over the weeks, the plan became watertight.
On the last day before half term, we'd do it.
Lock ourselves in a hideout after school finished and not come out for hours.
I knew a place to go.
No one would know we were there.
The caretaker, the alarm, the security cameras, they'd all be guarding the outside, not the inside.
So we'd chill out in Holly Park Grammar for the week. Smoking draw, having a giggle, planning our comeback.
Then on the seventh day,
we
would emerge.
We'd emerge
and claim that all kinds of weird crap happened to us.
But this is not how things worked out.
Fear is an intruder. Lock all doors. Close all windows. Do not allow fear inside. For if fear reaches the depths of my soul, I will not survive.
Interview commencing 14:05. You're in trouble. You know that. Arson is extremely serious.
It wasn't me.
Take my advice and drop the act.
Stuff happened. Weird stuff.
Oh, you'll have to try harder than that. I don't think you realise what kind of bother you're in, do you? For the past week, your family have been under the worst kind of stress. They thought you were dead. Now, I know it was the three of you who burned that school down, and I want some answers now, because otherwise this is going to get very serious very quickly.
It it was Mitch. He knew about this hideout. Underground.
In the school?
It was the last day of half term. As everyone else was leaving, Mitch showed us the way. Off the sports hall, through a trapdoor.
And how did he know about this hideout?
I didn't ask. The room was pitch dark and it stank. Jackie flicked something and a dusty old light came on. I couldn't believe it.
What?
It was caught in some kind of time warp. The walls were damp and covered in writing. And strange words I didn't know existed, like festeration and coupley. There were old shelves full of books. On the table there was a kettle and a radio, and across the floor lay three old single mattresses. And then I saw it, written in red on the ceiling. The Holly Park Three. It all fell into place. This is where the original three hung out.
You're forgetting the old school burnt down.
No, but these underground rooms didn't. The new school was built on top of them. They'd been preserved exactly as they were left in 1976.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, we settled in, and Jackie rolled a spliff.
You've taken drugs before?
No. We just sat there for hours, giddy, buzzing off each other. I couldn't believe we were doing this. I remember Mitch saying something like, "Jackie, Martin, welcome home."
Welcome home.
Which I thought was a bit weird. And then, at some point, I must have fallen asleep.
So, you heard voices?
That night in bed.
And it wasn't the other two?
Well, they were asleep.
Who brought the food?
The next morning, Mitch was on edge. He wasn't himself.
Well, not my job.
They looked to me.
What about you, Simon?
He called me Simon.
What did you say? Brought any food, blubber boy?
And had you?
No, well, don't tell me. What do you mean, no?
We'd been so careful planning everything else, we forgot about food. Mitch went ape.
You must have eaten something for 7 days.
Hey, guys.
We got lucky.
Look what I found.
Lucky?
Jackie had discovered a cupboard full of food. Cans, bread, fruit, the lot.
So someone had stayed in the room recently?
No, the food had been there for years. The packaging was from the 70s. But the weird thing was, it was all fresh. It had been preserved in time. We'd spend hours in the room in silence. I went through all the books. That's when I found the diary. At first, I didn't realise what it was, but then it dawned on me. The writer, Simon, was one of the original Holly Park Three. This was his diary. Day one. Already I'm bored. The other two are crazy and are planning some kind of prank. But no one will really care less about
that. Porky pie?
Nothing. This was my find. My secret. Syncranium. Parse lover.
What did they mean?
I don't know. Mitch was scrawling these made-up words over the wall, adding to what was already on there. I sat quietly in the corner, reading Simon's diary. Day three. Looking in one of the cupboards, I found two cans of paraffin. They must belong to the caretaker. But when the other two discovered the cans, they came up with a dreadful plan. This is going beyond a prank, and I want nothing to do with it. Nothing.
Hey, big boy.
She touched my knee.
What's going on with Mitch?
What do you mean?
I think he's losing it. I'm getting a little freaked by this place. You know, I've got a nasty feeling deep down here. Something's gonna happen, Martin. Something terrible.
Mitch looked over and saw us whispering. So Jackie got up and sidled away. I carried on reading. I'm scared and I want to go home. I've got a nasty feeling in my gut. Something is going to happen. Something terrible.
The same words Jackie used.
Exactly the same. It was just like everything was repeating itself. What happened 30 years ago seemed to be happening to us all over again.
The screaming continued.
Yeah, it got worse, night after night.
Why didn't you just leave?
I wanted to.
But then, Jackie was poking around in a cupboard. Mitch was out of the room.
She pulled out
two cans of paraffin. My heart stopped. Suddenly, everything about Jackie changed.
I didn't know what I was looking for. But now I found it.
You're not planning to use it, are you?
What do you think?
Oh, I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to be here.
Well, you have to stay.
Oh, what are you going to do, Jackie?
Please stay, babe. Stay for me.
She came up to me and she kissed me on the lips.
I want you to stay, Simon.
She called you Simon?
What's going on?
Mitch burst through the door. I thought he was going to hit out.
Look here!
Mitch saw the cans of paraffin and stopped dead in his tracks.
Well?
How long have we been here?
6 days.
On the seventh day, we will emerge.
They each grabbed a can of paraffin and headed out towards the door.
What are you doing?
Don't lock the doors.
I'll be back.
No. No.
What did you do? You were colluding in arson.
Well, I was scared. I froze. At some point, I must have carried on reading Simon's diary. Day 6. The other two have left with the cans of paraffin. I want nothing to do with it. I want nothing to do with them. So I am going to lock the doors. They will not bring me into it.
Why didn't you get out? Call the police.
Because Simon never.
You knew they were going to set the school on fire.
Yes.
So what did you do about it?
I did what Simon did. I locked all the doors. Jackie and Mitch were in the school. It was on fire.
You'd locked them out.
Simon had. I wanted to help them, but I couldn't. Simon was stopping me.
You did nothing.
Simon did nothing. He sat in the hideout and listened to the screams. Simon wouldn't open the door.
But what did you do, Martin? Well?
It's a blank. I don't remember what happened next.
I'll tell you. It took 4 stations and 9 hours to put that fire out. You're lucky to be alive. Those two, your friends, they put your life in serious danger.
They were possessed.
They're arsonists, and you've given me enough evidence to incriminate the pair of them.
No. It wasn't their fault.
The whole event was a set-up. The notebook, the writing on the wall, the paraffin, Simon, all planned.
I'm not lying. It wasn't a hoax. It was real.
Oh, think about it. Most food doesn't last 30 days, let alone 30 years.
I heard screaming. At night, people were dying.
None of it happened. It was in your head. Simply fear.
You mean they hoaxed me?
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Jackie.
Martin.
Mitch.
All right. Well, you did it. You succeeded. I lapped up every moment. Congratulations.
What do you mean?
Mother hoax. Burning down the school, using me to get away with it.
Martin.
What's the matter with you?
It wasn't a hoax.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm just the stupid one.
I think we might be dead.
Dead?
On the seventh day, We Will Emerge was written by Martin O'Brien. You heard Stuart McLaughlin as Martin, Alex Tregear as Jackie, Jason Chan as Mitch, and Nicholas Bolton as the interviewer. On the seventh day, We Will Emerge was directed by Anne Edervine,